from Block Club Chicago. Let's check in with Seamus Toomey. And this is good news. You can now renew your driver's license at the grocery store. Seamus?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, the Secretary of State's office just yesterday rolled out a new plan to let people do some Secretary of State Department of Motor Vehicles services at some Mariano's, Kroger's, Meijer's, and Jewel's around the city and the suburbs. This is basically, it's going to be like a kiosk. It looks like an ATM in these stores. And you could do like some of the simplest things, like renew your driver's license, get your vehicle registration sticker renewed. You can't get a new driver's license or register a new car, but you can do some of the simple stuff that, frankly, you can do online, but the Secretary of State, Alexi Janulius, said, you know, some people are just not comfortable. They might not have internet access, not comfortable doing this stuff online. So you can walk into the store. Pretty simple. They say it takes a couple minutes or so. Nothing ever takes me a couple minutes in front of one of these kiosks. So we'll see how everyone else does. But, yeah, there's a list of the new locations. There's six in the city. There's nine in the suburbs, and they hope to roll out more of these. So look for the blue ATM looking thing at the after your checkout.
And I'm glad Block Club is doing a story on the Gaslight Club in the O'Hare Hilton Hotel. I was there not too long ago, and this is one of the best kept secrets around here, isn't it?
Yeah, how about it? I've lived in Chicago my entire life. I never knew about this place, and we got word about it, and we're like, oh, we have to do a story on this, even though it's been there for more than 50 years. But you're right. It's a hidden secret. This used to be a members-only exclusive club. It's in the ground floor of the Hilton at O'Hare, which is the one sort of like in the middle of all the terminals. You don't need to be past security or anything like that. But, yeah, it opened in the 70s. There was a time when there were clubs like this all over the country, and even one in Paris. It's it predates the old Playboy clubs, but it sort of has that feel. It's got, you know, leather seats and red wallpaper, and got them a 1920s saloon sort of vibe to it. But they've all come and gone over the past 50 years, except for this one at O'Hare. So it's the oldest. It's the last one standing. It is no longer members only. You used to need a gold key to get into it. But after 9/11, they relaxed their rules to get more people in there. So, yeah, if you want to take a step back in time, go check it out. It's run by a guy named Ray Dablovich. He had started working there as a dishwasher, worked his way up, bought it out after the guy who started it, Burton Brown, passed away. And it's really just a throwback. So, you know, if you got some time to kill at O'Hare and you want to go out and check out a blast from the past, check out the Gaslight Club.
In the O'Hare Hilton. Yeah, it's fantastic. More at blockclubchicago.org, including the story of the Field Museum. And they are staying open later this fall. Seamus Toomey, thank you.
Thanks, Bob.